This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin read by Sandeep and Chakravarti. The commissioning of the EVM and VVPATs for the upcoming simultaneous election 2024 in the state of Arunachal Pradesh has commenced in all districts from Saturday. A total of 180 engineers from Electronics Corporation of India Limited have arrived in the state and they have been allocated across 25 districts of the state for commissioning of EVM and VVPATs. The observers, as appointed by the Election Commission of India, are overseeing the preparation of the Lok Sabha election 2024 and are also present during commissioning of the EVMs. Enforcement agencies have placed requisite measures like frisking, metal detector, gadget-free commissioning halls, and the commissioning is taking place under tight security, wherein the machines will be made fully ready for the April 19th poll. Through EVM commissioning, the names of the contesting candidates who are in fray are attached with the ballot units. The withdrawal of nominations for the second phase of Lok Sabha elections ends on Monday. In this phase, the polling will be held on 26th of this month for 88 Lok Sabha seats in 12 states and union territories, along with remaining part of the Outer Manipur Lok Sabha constituency. A part of the Outer Manipur constituency will go to the polls in the first phase of 19th of April. 20 seats of Kerala, 14 seats of Karnataka, 13 seats of Rajasthan, 8 seats each of Uttar Pradesh and Maharashtra, 7 seats of Madhya Pradesh, 5 seats each in Assam and Bihar, 3 seats each of West Bengal and Chhattisgarh, and 1 seat each in Manipur, Tripura and Jammu and Kashmir will go to the polls in the second phase. The Election Commission said that over 73,000 applications have been received on the Suvidha portal in just 20 days since the announcement of General Elections 2024. Recognizing the importance of the election campaign period, where parties and candidates engage in activities to reach out to voters, the Suvidha portal caters to a diverse range of permission requests transparently on the first-in, first-out principle. It caters to permissions for organizing rallies, opening temporary party offices, door-to-door canvassing, video vans, helicopters, obtaining vehicle permits and distributing pamphlets. The Commission said more than 44,600 requests have been approved, and the first-in, first-out principle is ensuring a level playing field for parties and candidates. He said, Suvidha portal also promotes transparency in election management. The Election Commission of India recently appointed special observers in two categories, general and police, for six states, including Maharashtra. The ECI said their special observers, former civil servants with brilliant track records in domain expertise and experience with election processes, were tasked to oversee the electoral process with strict vigilance, particularly against the backdrop of challenges posed by the influence of money, muscle and misinformation. It also said that the observers are expected to provide critical feedback and work to ensure fairness, impartiality and credibility of elections and prevent any attempt to subvert the democratic process. Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation visited Meghalaya to gain insights into the state's existing healthcare infrastructure with a particular focus on reproductive health, child health, nutrition, primary healthcare, supply chain management and the structure and functioning of key institutions such as the State Health Systems Resource Center, Reproductive Health and Family Welfare Training Center, Nursing Department and Digital Initiatives. The meeting was chaired by Sampath Kumar, Principal Secretary of Health and Family Welfare for the Government of Meghalaya. The Dance with Joy, known as Chat Sukra, an annual festival of the indigenous Pnar community of Meghalaya, was concluded yesterday. The festival was celebrated to herald the sowing season. The festival is observed annually to invoke Mother Earth for her blessings on the community. It invokes God Almighty for the general well-being of the community, good health, peace and harmony, and also to protect the crops from natural calamities. Saint Rice Joy organized the two-day Chat Sukra on the 6th evening and 7th of this month. Justice H. Singh Thankyou, Judge High Court Shillong, was the chief guest at the festival held at Yeomusiang in Joy yesterday. Speaking on the occasion, Justice Thankyou expressed appreciation to the indigenous faith Nyamtre for organizing and preserving the rich culture of the Pnar community. He urged the youth to take the responsibility to keep or preserve the customs and traditions which the world is now looking upon. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.